使徒行传第一章
Book of the Acts, chapter 1.
我们念一到二节、五节和七到八节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 2, verse 5, and verse 7 and 8.
使徒行传第一章第一节。提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。耶稣对他们说：父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Acts 1:1. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had by the Holy Spirit given order to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 5. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.And verse 7 and 8, he said to them, It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。哦，主啊，真是你来的日子近了。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. Truly, your coming is soon.
哦，让我们真是在这末后的日子里，我们来再来转眼仰望我们的主耶稣。
So at this end times, may we again turn our eyes and fix it upon Jesus.
今天我们在地上，我们可以预尝着天恩的滋味。
We have foretasted heaven while on earth.
我们。真是哦，心里渴慕哦，主您的国度早日降临。
And it's woken up a desire in our hearts to say, Lord, may your kingdom come quickly.
哦，我们把下面的时间再仰望交托在主的手里。
Lord, we give the following time into your hands.
愿哦，主您借着您的灵再来说话在我们的心里。
And may you again speak into our hearts by your Holy Spirit.
预备我们，让我们预备好等候主的再来。
Prepare us.So that we can all be well prepared, waiting for your coming.
我们感谢赞美和祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and praise you. Our prayer is in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主恩待我们，让我们新约历史组的弟兄姊妹今年一同来查考路加福音和使徒行传。
We thank the Lord that by His grace He calls all of us who are in the New Testament history group to study the book of Luke and also the book of Acts.
也感谢主，让我能够把我们来读使徒行传前六章的一点领受在这里交通出来。
And we also thank the Lord He has given me a few words to share with you from what I learned from Acts chapter 1 to 6.
交通分享的主题是活出基督身体的见证。
And the theme of the topic of my sharing is living out the testimony of the body of Christ.
刚才我们读的《使徒行传》第一章第一节中所说的做了前书，我们知道这前书指的就是《路加福音》。
And earlier we read from Acts 1:1, saying the first account, that first account that he composed.We know is the Gospel of Luke.
那么，使徒行传就是路加福音的后书。
So in another word, that Acts is the second account of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
那么，福音书是论到主耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
And he was saying that the Gospel of Luke was account of all that Jesus began to do and teach.
那么我们知道，那是道成肉身的主耶稣基督作为人子在地上所行所教训的。
And it was Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh. He became the Son of Man and came to earth. What he had done and what he was teaching.
而使徒行传是复活升天的主耶稣基督借着圣灵通过使徒们，也就是基督的身体教会，继续他在地上所行所教训的。
Then we can see the book of Acts is the accord of the Christ who has been ascended to heaven and what his body on earth, which is the church, is continue to do and teach.
主从主被接升天以后，那么直到现在，一直到主再来的时候。
After the Lord was taken up to heaven, from that moment on until even today.
一直到主再来的时候。
Even until that he returns.
主借着这个团体的身体，继续他在地上所行和所教训的。
So、the Lord continues to do and continues to teach.On earth through the body and the corporate body that he has gained.
让他的身体在地上借着圣灵连于坐在天上父宝座右边的元首。
So that the body of Christ can be connected to the head who is already seated at the right hand of the Father.
这个身体就从上面得着圣灵的能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。做主的见证。
And this body receives power from above, and they become a witness for Christ, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth.
借着这个身体的基督身体的见证，使万民做主的门徒，元首就与身体同在，直到世界的末了。
Through this witness, through this testimony, the body can be united with the head.And he is that he can become king over all, even till the end of the world.
我们年长的弟兄在《基督是一切》这本书里面
，An elder brother has written a book called Christ is All in All.
那么其中有一章是关于《使徒行传》的这一章，
and,
题目是《基督在身体里》。
And there was a chapter about the book of Acts, and the title of that chapter was Christ in His Body.
我们弟兄说，《使徒行传》是复活主的行传。
And our brother described it this way: that the book of Acts is the act of the resurrected Lord.
复活的主借着他团体的身体被启示、被彰显、被人知道。
And that the resurrected Lord through his body was known, was manifested, and was become known to people.
教会的所事就是。启示基督
and all that the church does is to manifest and reveal Christ.
那么我们真是能够体会到，如果简单的说，福音书是讲一粒麦子落在地里死了。
So we can understand it this way, simply that the book of the Gospels is describing how a grain of wheat fell into the ground and died.
使徒行传就是讲。就结出许多子粒来。
And the book of Acts describes how this one grain had bear many fruits.
感谢主，真是赐下他智慧和启示的灵，让我们一同在读《使徒行传》前六章的时候。
So we thank the Lord that He has given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we read the first six chapters of the book of Acts.
啊，我们领受到主所要的身体有什么样？主所要的身体的见证有哪些特性
？And he has shown us how what are the characteristics of this testimony of the body of Christ？
或者说，主所建造的合神心意的教会的几个原则
？Another word is the few principles of the building up of the church according to His will。
第一个，这个身体的见证是一个团体的见证。
First of all, this testimony, this witness, is one of a corporate body。
福音书让我们看见彼得、雅各、约翰这一个个跟随主的个人。
And we see from the book of the Gospels, we see John, Peter, James, these individuals who follow the Lord.
使徒行传让我们看见了许许多多蒙恩得救的个人，在圣灵里成了一个见证的团体。
But we see in the book of Acts, all these individuals who were saved by His grace were built up into a corporate body.
自从《使徒行传》第二章所记载五旬节圣灵降临120个门徒被浸成一个身体以后
from chapter 2 of Acts, from the day of Pentecost, when the 120 disciples were baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body.
这身体就是教会的诞生，这见证就是身体的见证。
This body is the birth of the church, and the testimony is the testimony of the body.
虽然教会这个词一直到《使徒行传》第五章才直接被提到。
Even though this word church was not mentioned until chapter 5 in Acts.
但是这个身体见证的这个原则从五旬节教会诞生就显明了。
But the principle of the testimony of this corporate body began from the very beginning since Pentecost.
我们看见教会所讲的第一篇信息。
We see even the first message that the church gave.
在使徒行传第二章，不是彼得一个人在讲，而是彼得和十一个使徒站起高声说。
It wasn't that Peter gave this message by himself, but Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared.
我们看见主差遣圣灵所显明的第一个神迹奇事。
We see the first sign that the Lord gave through the disciples.
在使徒行传当中。
Was also recorded in the book of Acts.
门徒们都被圣灵充满，用各国的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
That they were all filled by the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues that the Spirit was given them.
在使徒行传第三章记载教会所行的第一个神迹。
And we see the first miracle that the church was granted to act.
是使徒彼得和约翰代表教会所行的，让一个天生瘸腿的人全然好了。
And it was Peter and John on behalf of the church, granted healing to this man who was crippled at birth.
在使徒行传第四章，因本着耶稣传死人复活，被祭司们关押起来的是使徒们。
And it was recorded that the apostles.Was taken captive by the priests because they were preaching Jesus the crucified.
彼得也是站在使徒们中间，再一次为主做见证。
And again, it was Peter who was standing among all the apostles, testifying for Christ.
那么，《使徒行传》五章十二节就直接说，主借使徒们的手行了许多神迹奇事。
And chapter 5 verse 12 describes at the hands of the apostles many signs and wonders were taken place among the people.
他们都同心合意在所罗门廊下。
And that they were all with one accord in Solomon's portico.
那么在英文版的圣经里面记载使徒的见证的时候用的都是复数。
And it is clear, it's more clear in the English translation that whenever the signs and the acts were recorded, it was using plural form of the apostles.
由此我们可以看见主所要的是团体的见证。
So we see that the Lord is after a corporate testimony.
关键不是个人做先知讲道医病赶鬼的能力。
And it wasn't about an individual power to preach or to cast out demons.
来见证主的大能。
It wasn't an individual testimony of the power of God.
而是身体中各个肢体都领受了圣灵随己意分给个人的恩赐。
But that the whole body, every member of the body has received gifts from the Holy Spirit according to his given.
彼此配搭所显明的主复活生命的见证。
As they were operating and cooperating with each other, to testify a corporate, to give this corporate testimony that Christ is risen.
在我们的交通里面，我们真是想到，如果我们每个信主的人里面都有着现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着的实际。
So as we were fellowshipping in our Bible study group, our fellowship all came to this one conclusion that if all of us have the reality saying that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in us,
那么基督是分开的吗？
Then is Christ divided?
不是。
It is not.
因为经上说，执事也有分别，主却是一位。
And because the body says there are different gifts, but there is one Lord.
所以如果我们里面是主活在我们的里面，我们团身体活出来的一定是一个团体的见证。
So if it is truly the Lord who is living in us, then all of our acting and all of our work will testify that there is one Lord.
而且是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心的这么一个见证。
It is a testimony that by all diligence that we can preserve the spirit of peace.
从这个团体的见证、身体的见证，我们也领受到。
And through this corporate testimony, we can also learn.
个人蒙恩得救并不是最终的目的。
That the individual salvation is not the ultimate goal.
不过是神永远计划的一个开始。
But it is only a beginning of God's eternal purpose in us.
神不仅要许多个人得救。
He not only wants everyone to be saved individually.
神还要得着许多进入荣耀里的儿子。
But he also wants to gain many sons into glory.
而且要用我们作为材料建造他的教会，他的灵宫。
He's using us as building blocks to build up his church, his spiritual house.
好让基督为着教会做万有之首。
So that Christ can truly be the head of all things through the church.
让神在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
That God can receive glory in His church and in Christ Jesus through all generations.
这是以弗所书告诉我们，神要得着的这个团体的见证。
And this is what the Lord has shown us in the book of Ephesians about this corporate testimony.
第二个我们领受到的是，神行神迹的是主自己。
And secondly, we learned it was the Lord who has given signs and miracles himself.
使徒们所传讲、所见证的是主耶稣基督自己。
And the apostles, what they are preaching, what they're testifying, it is Christ.
让生命成长的也是主。
And it is also the Lord himself who caused a life to grow.
在《使徒行传》第三章里面记载了使徒彼得、约翰医治一个生来瘸腿的人。
And we mentioned earlier from chapter 3 of Acts, they recorded this story of Peter and John healing a man who was crippled at birth.
我们在第三章里，我们看见这么样一幅图画。
And we see this picture.
在那个宏伟的殿宇前面。
That before this majestic temple.
在那个美丽壮观的美门的门口。
In this, before this beautiful, this majestic and glorious gate called the beautiful,
坐着的是一个生来瘸腿，四十多年不能行走，只能被人抬到圣殿的外院门口求人周济的人。
There was sitting there a man who was crippled at birth. He cannot walk by himself. He can only be carried by others every day to the outside gate of the temple, to be begging.
美门是通向圣殿的。
This gate called beautiful is the gate into the temple.
但是这个生来瘸腿的人不能够从圣殿那里得着生命的供应和医治。
But this man who was crippled at birth, lame from birth, was unable to receive any healing or any mercy from the temple.
那么我们就在思想，神的殿、神的家有神的同在吗？
So then we were thinking, can we even see the presence of the Lord in his house or in his temple?
摩西的律法也规定。
From the law of Moses, it was said,
凡有残疾的不可以进到幔子和坛跟前来侍奉神。
That everyone who is lame or crippled cannot enter into the, enter beyond the veil to serve God.
这个人很可能一生都没有进过圣殿。
And perhaps this man has never entered into the temple all his life.
活在病痛、软弱、贫乏之中。
And he was living in his weakness, in his sickness, in his poverty.
但是鲜明的对比，当他得蒙得着医治以后，就跳起来站着又行走，进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
But it was a great contrast as he received healing. He leapt up and he was walking and praising God, entered into the temple.
这不也是我们蒙恩得救的光景吗？
And isn't that also our condition as we were saved?
我自己也是四十多岁才蒙恩得救。
And I, for myself, I did not receive salvation until I was 40 years old.
我想我还不如这个四十多岁的这个瘸腿的人。
I might even be worse off than this man who was lame from birth.
因为他是以色列人，是神的选民。
Because he was a chosen man, of Israel.
正像以弗所书第二章十二到十三节所说的
Just like Ephesians chapter 2 says
那时你们与基督无关在以色列国民以外在所应许的诸约上是局外人并且活在世上没有指望没有神
That is,
你们从前这远离从前远离神的人如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血以
And that described me, saying, Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, the stranger and of the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
我们岂不更应该像这个得医治的人一样，在神的殿中走着，跳着。赞美我们的主，并且为主做见证吗
Should we not even more so like this lame man who is healed? Now we can be walking and leaping, entering into the temple and praising God.
在行了这个神迹的时候，行这个神迹的时候，彼得为主做见证说
So as Peter was performing this miracle, he testified.
金银我都没有。只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
He says, "I have silver and gold, I have not, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk."
他又对百姓说：“为什么以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？我们因信他的名。”他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的人见状了正是他所赐的信心叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了
And he testified before men saying Why are you amazed at this And why do you gaze at us As if by our own power or piety That we have made him walk But the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob The God of our fathers Has glorified his servant Jesus The one who you have deliveredand saying
16节
at the end saying it is on the basis of faith in his name and it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know
不仅金银不是我们的依靠不是教会的依靠主是我们唯一的依靠
that gold and silver it is not We do not rely on gold or silver. The church does not rely on gold or silver. But Christ is our own reliance.
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is our all in all.
连我们的信心都是主所赐的。
Here it says, even faith is granted by the Lord.
不是使徒们凭自己的能力和虔诚行出这个神迹。
It was not by their own power or their own power, piety that the apostles were performing miracles.
这是使徒彼得自己所做的见证。
And this is what, what Peter has testified himself.
而是正像马可福音十六章十节最这个马可福音最后 一句所说的门徒出去到处宣传福音主和他们同工用神迹随着证实所传的道 Amen
and he was just saying like recorded in the, at the end of book of Mark
16章20节
verse 20 of chapter 16 that they went out and preaching everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by signs that followed
是主亲自借着使徒们借着他的教会来行这个神迹来见证他们所传的耶稣基督是主
So it was the Lord who is working the miracles and performing signs through the church to confirm their word that Christ is Lord
使徒们在五旬节在圣殿所罗门的廊下 甚至在公会面前所传讲所见证的。
So all that the apostles was preaching and testifying at the Pentecost, at the portico of Solomon, and also before the synagogues.
这是第二章、第三章、第四章所记的。
And as it was recorded in chapter 2, 3, and 4.
这他们所传讲、所见证的都是死里复活的主。
And they were all preaching and testifying that this Lord has resurrected from dead.
一方面，这验证了主所说的、所预言的。
On one hand, it has fulfilled what the Lord has prophesied.
也是主所应许的。
And also what He has promised.
他们要把你们交给公会。
That these people will hand you over to the synagogues.
你们被交的时候，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话。到那时候，必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
But he was saying that when you are handed over, do not worry about what you will say and what you will do, but that the spirit of the Father in you will say what you ought to say.
另外一方面，也见证了。真是使徒保罗所说的。
And in another word, also testifies what Paul, Apostle Paul, has said.
我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That I know nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
我们所传的不是自己，乃是耶稣基督为主。
We do not preach of ourselves, but that Christ is Lord.
我们读到这个。看到人的生命的改变的时候
So as we see the life of men being changed
我们想起使徒彼得
We remember Apostle Peter
在一个使女的面前他曾经三次不认主
How he denied the Lord 3 times even before a little servant girl
不过短短的几个月的时间
But after a few short months
即使在公会在大祭司面前
He would even before the synagogue, before the high priest,
面对被关、被打，甚至被杀的危险，仍然放胆为主做见证。
Facing imprisonment, facing scourging, even with threat of death, he was able to be bold and testify for the Lord.
这生命是何等的改变
！And we see how his life has changed.
这都是我们的主借着圣灵做工。在人的里面
And this is all the work of the Lord through the Holy Spirit.
我们看见让人生命成长的乃是神
So we see it is the Lord who caused a life to grow.
我们看见圣灵把这个身体进成一个见证这个团体的见证的时候主的荣耀就何等的借着这个身体彰显出来
We see how the Holy Spirit when he baptized the whole body into one,then the testimony, the corporate testimony of Christ can be manifested.
第三个我们真是看见。
And thirdly, we see
身体要与主一同受苦。
That the body of Christ will suffer with Christ.
身体的见证是要门徒们舍己付代价活出来的。
And the testimony of this body is born upon the sacrifices andthe denying of the self by the apostles.
这个身体的见证是从团体的祷告开始的。
And this paying the price is through a corporate prayer that can bear the testimony of the body.
在《使徒行传》第五章里，我们看见。
In chapter 5 of Acts, we see the story.
使徒们被公会所关押，所被打以后。
The apostles were imprisoned by the synagogue and also they were scourged.
他们心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。
But they all rejoiced because they were counted worthy to suffer for the name.
我们看见在新约里面第一个为主殉道的斯提凡也曾经被公会所捉拿所诬告甚至后面被石头打死。
We see Stephen, who was a martyr in the New Testament. He was imprisoned by the synagogue, and he was scourged, even stoned to death.
后来，进而教会就受大逼迫。
And the church was facing great persecution.
我们看见，身体要与主一同受苦，身体的见证才能够活。 活出来。
We see it is through this corporate suffering of the body, and that can bear a true testimony of the body.
主在地上为我们受苦，为我们上十字架。
The Lord on the earth, He suffered for us, and He went onto the cross.
主基督的身体也同样要走这条十字架的道路。
As the body of Christ, we too need to walk on this path and the way of the cross.
这是无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And that is fulfilling the word, wherever the lamb goes, they follow him.
以前我们读到这个哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Before we were reading Colossians chapter 1,
里面说到，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
1:24 says, Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share of on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction.
我们我自己读的时候不明白。
When I was reading at first, I did not understand it myself.
基督在地上受了那么多的患难，甚至死在十字架上。
Because Christ on earth, he has suffered so much affliction, even died on the cross.
怎么还会有缺欠呢？
What does it mean to say it, what is lacking in Christ's affliction?
从我们一同来读《使徒行传》的时候，似乎有一点认识。
So now, as I'm reading the book of Acts, I feel like that I'm starting to understand a little.
这个缺欠的意义就是基督的身体今天在地上要继续与主一同受苦。
And this lacking in Christ's affliction, it's pointing to the church as we're living on the earth that we need to suffer with him.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So that as he appears in his glory, we can also rejoice.
在《使徒行传》第二章和第四章里面。
In Acts chapter 2 and 4,
我们看见信主的人卖了田产家业，凡物公用。
We see all who believed counted all things as common. They sold all their land and all their properties to be sharing among each other.
那么信的人一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的。这是四章三十二节。
And everyone, no one said that their property is their own and claimed anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common properties to them.
这是完全奉献的器皿。
And these were vessels who have been surrendered completely.
愿意全心全意的，一心一意的来付代价跟随主。
And they believed with one heart and one soul, they were willing to pay the price and follow the Lord.
教会的见证就这样显明出来。
And this became the testimony of the church.
因为经上记着，六章记着说，神的道就兴旺。
Because then chapter 6 recorded that the word of God was prospered.
第七节，在耶路撒冷，门徒的数目加增甚多。
That the word of God kept spreading and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem.
教会身体就经历就见证了主的得胜。
And this, the body and the church can testify to the victory of Christ.
而且记录了也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Even recorded here that a number of the priests were becoming the obedient to the faith.
原来抵挡主的人也回转信了主。
Even those who opposed the Lord turned and repented and believed in the Lord.
因着圣灵的工作，因着身体的见证。
Because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because of the testimony of the body.
教会就和基督一同经历主的得胜。而且是得胜有余。
And so the church can experience victory with Christ, even victory upon victory.
正是五旬节120位信主的人同心合意的恒切祷告。
And it was through these 120 people who were baptized at the Pentecost as they prayed with one heart and one accord.
圣灵降下，教会诞生。
and that the Holy Spirit was descended and given birth to the church.
那么我们看见这身体的见证是从祷告开始的。
So we see all of this testimony of the body began from prayers.
我们特别有领受深刻的是在这个第四章。
And what
使徒行传第四章。
What really touched us was from chapter 4.
24-29节。
From verse 24-29.
没有时间来把整个经节全读一遍。那么我就想简单的说一下。他们在这个祷告里面教会领受了两个方面。
And I don't have time to read the whole thing, but I'll say simply, there were two things that we received from their prayers.
第一个，他们得着了启示。
One is that they received revelation.
他们在祷告中所得到的启示是这一切的征战是仇敌是对着主耶稣基督的。
And what they have received through their prayers was that all this battle, all the warfare, that the enemy is against the Lord.
因为这是在诗篇里所说的，这一切是要抵挡神的受膏者。
It was recorded in the Psalms that all of these were against the Lord, against His anointed one.
第二个，他们向主所求的。
And secondly, what they are asking for the Lord.
他们求主，求神鉴察仇敌的恐吓。
And that they were that the Lord can check the threat of the enemy.
他们求主叫神的仆人大放胆量讲你的道。
That the servants of God can have great boldness to preach His word.
他们求主伸出主的手来医治，使神迹奇事因耶稣的名行出来。
And that the Lord will extend His hand to heal, and the signs and wonders take place through the name of Jesus.
那么我们看见在五章十二到十六节里面，就照着他们所求的一一的成就了。
So in the following chapter, chapter 5, we see things are taken place according to what they have prayed.
这让我们看见是经过十字架对付的完全奉献的祷告的器皿可以被神所使用。
And so we see these vessels who have been dealt with by the cross, who have been surrendered completely, their prayer were effective.
我们也看见教会在地上最主要的职事之一就是借着团体的祷告把神的旨意带到地上。
And we also see one of the most important functions of the church on earth was that through their corporate prayers we can bring down the will of Father from heaven to earth.
让神的旨意可以在地上成就。
So that His will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在今年的西岸特会的里面。
And in the West Coast Conference today,
年长的
this year,
年长的弟兄我感觉是带着一个很重的负担。
And I felt that the elder brother had a really heavy burden.
他一说主来的日子近了。
And he said the coming of the Lord is very near.
然后多次的问准备好了吗。
And he asked again and again, are you ready?
我们在使徒行传里看见一个尽心预备等候主再来的教会应当是如何。
And so we can see what a church should look like if it is truly fully prepared, ready for the Lord's coming.
那么我们也看见
And we also see
从斯提凡开始
From Stephen
我们看见彼得使徒彼得约翰和很多的使徒们圣徒们他们正是预备好等候主再来的榜样。
From Stephen to Peter to John to all these apostles, they were examples of those who have been prepared for the Lord's coming.
愿这些见证人像云彩一样围绕着我们。
May these also become a cloud of witness that surrounds us.
让我们一同来快跑跟随主。
So that we can all together run after the Lord.
也让圣灵做工在我们身上。
And may the Spirit also do His work in our lives.
让教会的这个身体的见证，让身体的见证从教会里面可以活出来，来荣耀主。
We can truly live out a testimony of the body of Christ, so that our testimony can glorify Christ. And we give the following time to Brother Chu.
I treasure the opportunity to share with my brother this morning in the principle of the body.
今天我宝贝这样一个时间和弟兄姊妹一同在身体里面有交通。
He shared from what he learned from Friday evening's Bible study.
他交通了他星期五查经的得着。
And I would like to share with you what I received in the summer conferences.
我要和大家交通夏令会我所得着的。
Thank the Lord, throughout the summer conferences in many places this year, much precious word has been spoken to God's people.
感谢主，今年在各地的夏令会当中，主向着他的子民说了很多宝贵的话语。
As rich as the words were spoken, the burdens were also consistent. All focused upon the Lord's imminent return.
虽然这些话语很多也很宝贵，但是我想这里面的负担是连贯的，就是说到主很快要回来。
We believe this is the end time message that the Lord speaks to His church through the Holy Spirit. Surely I am coming quickly, as stated in the last chapter of Revelation.
我们相信这是在时间的末了，主要向着他的教会用圣灵来说，是的，我要很快回来。
You probably have heard the Lord's elderly servant repeatedly ask us, "Are you ready?"
我们也许听到神的老仆人多次的问我们，我们准备好了吗？
May we not be like Lot's sons-in-law, that these warnings seems to them a joke?
愿我们不要成为像罗德的女婿那样，这些警告好像像一个笑话一样。
Rather, we may consider our ways and let the attitude of our lives be changed.
而我们来省察我们自己的行为，让我们生活的态度有一个改变。
Changed positively to get ourselves ready to be the ones who overcome.
让我们有一个正面的改变，让我们来改变我们的行为，来成为一个得胜者。
As a chaste virgin to be presented to Christ, or another way to put it, as the first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
就像那贞洁的童女许配给我们的主，或者说就像那初熟的果子来献给神和羔羊。
All this is so that our God can be satisfied, and so that our hearts can rejoice.
如此，我们的神的心就得着满足，我们也可以有欢喜快乐。
We also thank the Lord that He grant us an opportunity to attend the Western Christian Conference WCC. Also in California.
主也给我们机会参加西岸基督徒特会，也是在加州。
The message burdens are all on the same line.
那这些信息里面的负担都是连贯的。
Today I would like to share the points that touched me the most in order that we may encourage one another.
所以今天我要来交通最让我有得着的，所以我们可以在主里面互相鼓励。
So let us please turn our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 and 3.
所以请大家打开哥林多后书11章2到3节。
2 Corinthians 11 2 and 3.
哥林多后书2章哥林多后书11章2到3节。
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
The topic for today's sharing then is a chaste virgin.
所以我今天交通题目是说贞洁的童女。
There are three main points. Number one, being betrothed to one husband.
这里有三个要点，第一个是说许配一个丈夫。
Number two, a mind of simplicity and purity.
第二个是说有一个纯一清洁的心。
Number three, the serpent's deceiving by craftiness.
第三个是要说到蛇的诡诈和诱惑。
Let's bow our head for a prayer.
让我们低头有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, please open our eyes through your word.
主，求你用你的话语来开我们的眼。
That in this crucial moment, we may be convicted to prepare ourselves.
在这关键的时刻，我们可以预备整齐来做得胜者。
To prepare ourselves as an overcomer, a chaste virgin, and a first fruit for God and the Lamb.
让我们能够成为贞洁的童女，成为初熟的果子，来献给神和羔羊。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主宝的名祷告。
The first point, being betrothed to one husband.
那第一个是说许配一个丈夫。
In 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, the Apostle Paul was like a spiritual father who betrothed the church in Corinth to one husband, that is Christ.
在哥林多后书11:2里面，那我们看到使徒保罗就像一个属灵的父亲，把在哥林多的教会许配给一个丈夫，也就是说基督。
In old days, marriages oftentimes were arranged by the parents.
在以前，那些婚姻是父母所安排的。
While a child is still young, or even still in its mother's womb, a father may determine that child's lifelong companion and the well-being.
所以当孩子还小的时候，甚至还在母腹当中的时候，那一个父亲就决定了一个儿子的，决定了孩子的一生的伴侣和福祉。
The church of Corinth was like a spiritual child to Apostle Paul, since Paul in Christ Jesus had begotten them through the gospel, 1 Corinthians 4:15.
所以就像哥林多前书4:15里面所说的，在哥林多的教会就像保罗属灵里面的儿子，所以保罗在基督耶稣里面把他们作为儿子。
As a spiritual father, it seems like Paul said, I have got to find you a husband for I got to find a husband for you.
所以作为属灵的父亲，保罗就说我要为你找一个丈夫。
Oh, what a husband he chose for them.
所以他找到这个丈夫是何等的奇妙。
He picked a wonderful husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, for his spiritual daughter.
So,
a perfect match and a perfect husband.
丈夫是何等的奇妙，就是我们的主耶稣基督为着保罗属灵里面的女儿，这是一个完美的结合。
I often consider we were filthy sinners.
我经常来思想，我们是污秽的罪人。
But by the grace of God, the Lord Jesus has died for us, and he has cleansed us.
但是因着主的恩典，他为我们死，用宝血洗净了我们的罪。
So we are now as a chaste virgin to be presented to Christ.
所以我们今天可以作为贞洁的童女来献到主耶稣的面前。
From a sinner to becoming his spouse, what a lifting and what a favor.
所以从一个罪人到一个新娘，这是一个何等的提升，也是一个何等的恩典。
We certainly are not worthy, but his love even reaches us in this way.
我们当然是不配的，但是他的恩典，他的爱还是临到了我们。
Every time we come to his table, we cannot help but to praise him and thank him.
所以每天每一次我们来到他饼杯的面前的时候，我们忍不住要来赞美感谢他。
The second point,
那第二点，
a mind of simplicity and purity.
第二个是说到纯一清洁的心。
2 Corinthians 11 verse 3, as we just read,
就像我们刚刚读到哥林多后书 书十一章三节里面。
But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted, or say led astray, according to NIV, from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ.
所以我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，或失去像那基督所存纯义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样，或者说那个新国际版里面所说的，就说我们的心就离开我们的主。
You know, in those days, from the time of being betrothed to the time of being presented,
那很多的时候，当那些从许配到真正的进入婚姻
it may take many years to wait for that girl to grow to be a woman fit.For being married,
那个童女要成长为一个妇人，也许要很多年才能够适合进入婚姻。
During this period of time, the girl needs to keep herself with simplicity and purity.
那所以在这个很长的时间里面，那个童女就需要有像基督所存纯义清洁的心。
Simplicity means one single-hearted loyalty.Exclusive devotion.
而所说的纯一就是说一心向着主尊存，而且是一种排他的。
Christ is the one and the only one we love.
主是我们唯一所爱的。
The speakers in WCCC used two different words to tell the difference.
而我们在西岸特会的讲员弟兄用两个字来告诉我们这里面的区别。
I'm sorry, it's WCC. Okay. Prominent and preeminent.
第一个是说到尊贵的，第二个是说到居首位的。
Prominent is one among many, but preeminent is the one and the only one.
尊贵是说到很多人当中的一个，而居首位的是唯一的。
In marriage life, love.Has to be exclusive.
在婚姻当中，爱是独占的。
A husband cannot tell his wife, "You are one of many ones that I love."
一个丈夫不能告诉他的妻子说，你是我所爱当中的一个。
You cannot even say, "You are prominent among my lovers."
那你甚至也不能说，你是我所爱当中最尊贵的。
Your wife.Has to be the preeminent one you love.
你的妻子必须是你唯一居所位所爱的。
In love, in marriage, love is exclusive and jealous.
所以在婚姻当中，爱是独占的，也是忌邪的。
In a marriage relationship, is love.Toward each other is not preeminent.
所以在婚姻当中，如果这个爱不是居首位的话，
and there is a third party involved, that is a serious problem.
那如果还有一个第三者说介入的话，那这里就有一个很严重的问题。
The Lord Jesus loved us and even gave him his own life for us.
我们的主是何等的爱了我们，甚至给了我们他的生命。
So compelled by his love, we love him and live for him.Only.
所以被他的爱所激励，我们爱他也只为他活。
He is our everything. He is the first and the last. He is Alpha and the Omega.
他是我们的所有的一切，他是首先的，也是末后的，他是阿拉法，也是欧米伽。
He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the beginning and the end. He is everything in between. He is the one and only love.To us.
他是起先的，也是末后的，也是所有的一切。他是我们唯一所爱的。
Those who are married or engaged to be married know this well.
那很多我们在结婚的或者已经订婚的，我们知道这件事。
When you are engaged to someone, your focus is on that person.
当你和某个人订婚的时候，那你的所有的注意力都在那个人身上。
You talk to each other whenever you can.
你尽量有很多的时间来说话。
Your thoughts is occupied by that person.
你的思想也被那个人所占据。
In everything you do, you think about that person.
当你在做每一件事的时候，你都想着那个人。
There's an engaged young couple.
那有一个刚刚订婚的年轻人
who although they live in separate cities in the evening they talk on FaceTime for hours
他们住在不同的城市所以晚上他们就用那个软件叫那个 FaceTime 来说话
actually this is a picture of a man's life in the Garden of Eden
这其实就是当初在伊甸园中生活的一个写照
Adam and Eve lived in the intimate relationship with God and lived in his presence constantly.
因为亚当和夏娃他们和神有一个亲密的关系他们其实每天每时都活在神的面前。
God was the one and the only one they love. They and God were one.
神是他们唯一所爱的他们和神是合一的。
Today, we have accepted Jesus as our Lord.So spiritually speaking, we have been betrothed to our Lord.
今天我们接受基督做我们的主，所以从属灵的角度来说，我们是许配给基督的。
Is he the one and only one in our heart?
但是他真的是我们心里唯一的吗？
Do we have fellowship with him all the time?
我们和他时时有交通吗？
Live in his presence and talk to him.In everything?
活在他的面前时时和他有交通吗
Last Sunday, our brother shared with us that the Bible is a love letter to us written by the Lord.
上个星期天我们弟兄和我们交通道这圣经就是主写给我们的情书
So we ought to read it with love.
所以我们要在爱里面来读圣经
Yes, coming before the word of the Lord,is to come before his presence.
来到主话语的面前就是来到主的面前。
Our most beloved.
他是我们最爱的。
So we may pour out our heart before him and have intimate fellowship with him.
所以我们可以与他有亲密的交通把我们的心向他打开。
Just like King David, he loved the Lord so much that the only one thing that he desired is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days in his life.
就像大卫王，他是这样的爱主，所以他所要的就是一生一世住在耶和华殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
That is to live in his presence, to behold his beauty, and to inquire.
这就是说，活在主的面前，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
May this.Be our desire as well.
愿意这也成为我们心里面所求所想的。
Through reading and meditating God's word, having FaceTime with Him.
所以，当我们来读他的话语，活在主的面光当中之时
，having fellowship with Him in everything we do.
在我们所做的每一件事上都与他有交通
This is how we keep a heart of simplicity and purity toward him
这就是我们怎么样来做到向他纯一清洁的心
Number three
第三点
The serpent's deceiving by craftiness
说到蛇的诡诈和诱惑
Let's read 2 Corinthians 11:3 again
让我们再一次读《哥林多后书》十一章三节。
But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ.
我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Here, Paul warns his spiritual children not to let the enemy to corrupt or lead astray their minds from the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ.
这里保罗来警告他属灵的儿女，不要让他们失去像基督所纯一清洁的心。
As the old serpents deceived Eve by his craftiness in the past, today he still uses the same scheme to trick God's children.
就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样，今天他也同样的来诱惑 神的儿女。
Let's go back to the Garden of Eden to see how Satan deceived Eve.
让我们回到那个伊甸园，看一下蛇是怎样诱惑了夏娃。
We can turn our Bible to Genesis 2:16-17.
让我们回到创世纪二章十六到十七节。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别三恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But in chapter 3, Satan attacked the word of God. We can read 3:1b.
但是在第三节里面，撒旦来攻击神的话语，我们来可以看读一下三章一节后半部。
Now the serpent said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Satan twisted and changed God's word.And put doubts and the confusion of God's word and intention in Eve's mind.
所以这边蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃所有树上的果子吗？所以你看到，撒旦把神的话改变了，就把这样的一个疑惑放在夏娃的心里。
God said, "But of the trees of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat."If Satan asks, Did God forbid you to eat the fruit of every tree? The answer is an easy no.
因为神说到，唯有那分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。但是撒旦这边问说，如果问神岂是真说不许你们吃园上所有的果子吗？那当然，这个回答就是不。
If GodDid God forbid to eat the fruit of every tree?
如果神
撒旦
禁，如果撒旦说，如果神禁，是不是神说你不许吃树园中所有的树？那当然
easy no, right?
就说不，
没有说不可以吃所有的树。But when Satan added the word, "Has God indeed said?"
但是当这边撒旦说，神岂是真说
？Eve got confused and was led astray.
然后夏娃就疑惑并被走入邪路。
So in Genesis 3:2-3,
所以创世纪三章二到三节。
And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'"
女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
You may freely eat.
神说过你可以随意吃。
Eve said, "We may eat."
但是夏娃这边说我们可以吃。
She dropped freely.
她在话语当中少了那个随意两个字。
God said, "You shall not eat." Eve added,Nor shall you touch it.
神说你不可以吃，夏娃又加上你也不可以摸。
So what Eve said was different from what God said.
所以我们这边看到夏娃所说的其实和神的原话已经不一样。
By Satan's deceiving, Eve's Bible was changed.
所以我们看到
Only with a few words difference.
所以我们看到因着撒旦的欺骗，夏娃的圣经已经改变了，因着那个蛇的欺骗。
As a result, everything in the Garden of Eden was changed.
因此，伊甸园里所有的一切都改变了。
You may freely eat.
你可以随意吃。
Freely means all you can eat without cost. It is grace.
随意是说到你可以吃所有的，而且不用付代价，因为这是恩典。
Just as if I invite you to my garden, if I have one, and an orchid, and I tell you that all the fruits on every tree, you may freely eat.
所以今天如果我有这样一个果园的话，我请你到我家来，你可以随意吃每一棵树上的任何的果子。
So if you want, You can load up your pickup truck with all the fruits you want and bring it home.
所以甚至你如果有一个那个皮卡的话，你可以把那个果子装满你的车，然后带回家。
And be my guest. That is freely eat.
因为你是我的客人，这就是说到随意吃。
英文的 be my guest 就是不要钱了。
啊，不要钱。
God's salvation is freely given to us. He has paid the ultimate price.
神的救恩是为向着我们是白白的得来的，因为他已经付了那极重无比的代价。
For us, only to believe and receive, we will have it.
只要我们信并且接受，我们就可以得到。
We are justified freely, Romans 3:24.
就像罗马书三章二十四节里面所说的，我们是白白的得到这个救恩。
All things with his sons are freely given to us, Romans 8:32.
罗马书八章三十二节，神岂不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，也岂不把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗
？Forgiveness, assurance of salvation, rest, victory. Every promise in the Bible are freely given to us.
所有的宽恕、救恩、安息、得胜，在圣经当中所有应许的，都白白的给了我们。
You don't need to buy it. You don't need to pay, but only believe and receive, claim and enjoy.
你不需要买，也不需要付代价，你只需要信、接受，你只需要来得来。来享受
It become yours. They become yours.
这就成了我们的
Just come to eat and drink. What a grace!
我们只需要来吃喝，这是何等的恩典
God's grace is sufficient for us, but Satan doesn't want people to see this.
神的恩典是够我们用的，但是撒旦不愿意我们看到这些
Eve was deceived. So she dropped grace without notice.
而夏娃被欺骗，她失去了神的恩典，还不觉察。
Like people always say that there is no free lunch.
那就像人所说的，天下没有免费的午餐。
In the same way, some may think salvation is not that easy. Man has to do good work. To be saved.
所以同样的有些人也许想救恩不能是这样容易的我们必须来做工来得到来被救
Simplicity is lost.
所以向着主的一个单一的心就失去了
Satan may use another way to attack God's word.
那撒旦还用另外一个方法来攻击神的话
He will cause us to drop grace, making us feel insufficient, and add law.
所以，他让我们失去神的恩典，让我们感觉自卑，并且他会用律法。
Nor shall you touch it is a law and a deed that the man added to God's grace.
你也不可摸，其实是一个律法，也是人在神的恩典上面所。附加的一件事
Man gets carried away without notice.
神人这样失去，甚至还不觉察。
Someone may say to you, if you really want to go on with the Lord, you need to pursue something.
有些人也许告诉你，你要跟随主的话，你必须有追求。
You need to pursue fasting and prayer. You need to pursue spiritual gifts.
你要追求禁食、祷告、属灵的恩赐。
But when you supplement Christ and add something to Christ, you change everything.
但是当你来试着补充基督，并且要在他身上加一些东西的时候，你就把所有一切都改变了。
Let us not be deceived by Satan's craftiness and be led astray.
让我们不要把不要让那个撒旦来欺骗我们
Nor let our eyes be moved from Christ only to any object other than Christ
也让我们不要把眼目从基督身上移开来移到别的 事情。
It is not that these spiritual gifts or spiritual pursuits are not good.
我不是说这些属灵的恩赐和追求是不好的。
Rather, they are the natural fruit and the byproduct when Christ is the preeminent one whom we love.
当基督在我们身上是居首位的，是我们唯一所爱的，这些是自然而然所产生的果子。
You will get up early to enjoy the face and the presence of the Lord for the sake of loving Him.
仅仅因为你爱他，所以你就会早起来，来享受和他的享受他的面光，与他在一起。
Just like a mother, for the sake of loving her children and the family, she gets up early to prepare the breakfast for them.
就像一个母亲因着爱孩子和家庭，她会早晨起来为他们预备早餐。
It is not a law nor a demand.
这
It is a matter of love.
这不是一个律法，也不是一个要求，而仅仅是因着爱。
Therefore, it is sufficient to have the Lord only.
所以我们有主就够了。
Dying ourselves and carrying our cross are the fruit and the byproduct of loving the Lord only.
来舍己和背起十字架，这只是因着我们爱主，所以就自然而然所产生的。
Conclusion.
所以我们到了结论。
Presented as a chaste virgin to Christ.
许配给作为一个贞洁的童女，许配给主。
The central burden of WCCC this time is to get ready for the Lord's imminent return.
而我们看到今年基督徒西岸聚会，那主要的一个题目就是说，让我们预备整齐，为着主的回来。
The way to prepare it is to follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
那我们唯一的预备就是说，羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
If you will, you can read Revelation 14, 1a and 4.
如果你愿意的话，我们大家一起读启示录十四章一节前半部分和第四节。
It says, "Behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins." These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山上，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These followers of the Lamb are those who overcome. They are like the virgin described in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, too.
这些跟随羔羊的是得胜者，他们就像那贞洁的童女。来许配给主，就像哥林多后书11:2里面所说的。
They are virgins. Here includes brothers and sisters.
他们是童女，但是这里其实包括弟兄和姊妹。
The issue is not male or female, but rather it is about their heart being single and pure toward Christ.
这里无关男女，而是说到。纯一清洁的心向着基督。
Those who overcome is to overcome the serpent's craftiness.
那些得胜者是胜过蛇的诡诈。
They are not defiled nor deceived, but rather they love the Lord only.
他没有被毁坏，没有被欺骗，而是紧紧的爱主。
Their focus is on the Lord.
他们的眼目是向着主。
And their sight is fixed on the Lord, upon the Lord.
而他们的眼目也是定睛于主。
Never having been removed from Him, they follow the Lamb closely wherever He goes until the end.
他们没有被主从主的面前移去过，他们跟随羔羊，羔羊往哪里去，他们就跟随。
They are the first fruits. To God and to the Lamb.
他们是初熟的果子，归神和羔羊。
And a chaste virgin presented to Christ.
他们也是贞洁的童女，许配给基督。
May we all have a part with them.
愿我们与他们有份。
Oh, what a glorious hope and destiny.
这是何等荣耀的指望和归宿。
May God be gracious to us.
愿主给我们恩典。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord,